51-year-old David Autry had emergency bypass surgery last August at Scott and White Hospital in Temple, Texas. Mr. Autry received a blood transfusion, and that transfusion left him infected with HIV. A local blood bank spokeswoman says the tainted source has been identified and that Mr. Autry was the only recipient. To find out just how rare HIV infection by blood transfusion is nowadays, we've called upon Dr. Michael Bush of the University of California, San Francisco Medical School. Dr. Bush, is the Autry case, first of all, is it unique?
It's the first case of confirmed transmission of HIV by a blood transfusion in the U.S. in the last 3 years.
The last 3 years would be noteworthy because of the kind of blood screening that's been done in the past 3 years.
That's correct. In the last 3 years, we've added to blood screening tests that directly detect the virus genetic material through amplification of the RNA of HIV virus.
Every blood donation that's made, the cells are actually identified, the chemical composition of the cell, and you can see if it's infected?
The virus itself is actually not a cell. It's a small particle of viral RNA inside of a coat of viral protein and envelope. And the virus circulates in the blood, actually not within the lymphocytes or the cells, but free in the plasma. And what this test does is it extracts from the plasma the viral RNA and then uses exquisitely sensitive new molecular methods to amplify that viral RNA so that we can detect it.
Exquisitely sensitive, but here's one case in which somehow it wasn't sensitive enough. What happened?
Well, there's an issue that relates to what we call the window period, the time from a person being exposed and initially infected and the time when even these tests become positive. In particular, the virus doesn't become detectable in the plasma for typically about a week after the exposure. Now, the tests that we're performing, although extremely sensitive, are also very complex. And today, the only way that we can do these tests on donated blood is to test them in small pools of donor samples. So this specific instance was actually missed because the virus levels were insufficient to score positive in the pooled sample test, but could have been detected had the samples been tested individually.
The idea that this is the first infection by blood transfusion of HIV, you're saying it's the first confirmed infection in the past 3 years. I gather that word confirmed is a freighted one here. It means a lot.
We do very careful studies to understand the viral infection and the rates of infection in donors. And from those studies, we can estimate that it's theoretically likely that as many as 1 in every 2 or 3 million units of blood are given by a donor who is in this period from the exposure to when the current tests can detect the infection. So that would say that, on a yearly basis, where there are in the range of, 17, 18 million transfused units of blood, there may be 5 or 10 patients who are exposed to blood from a donor who may be in that early period of infection.
This is one of those instances where it's very hard to reconcile the story in microcosm with the larger picture. Obviously, Mr. Autry says his life has been devastated by this news. But you're saying in the larger picture, the numbers of infections by blood transfusion are now so small that it's a sign of great success.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, we now have to develop, exquisite models to understand and estimate this very rare risk in the millions. And we're always trying to identify these cases to assure that we're accurate in those estimates. But, I feel very badly for Mr. Autry and understand that the individual cases are each tragedies. On the other hand, what his case has actually done is in a sense, confirmed our estimates and our understanding.
Well, Dr. Bush, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Dr. Michael Bush is a professor of laboratory medicine at the University of California, San Francisco, and also vice president for research at Blood Systems.